tonight for so long. She's out with another, I saw them tonight, sitting there close together. She knows that's not right. No, don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one as played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, I've just got to hear that song one more time. I want you to hear the words of that song. No, don't stop the music, don't make me go home. I know she's not there, I'd cry all night long. No, don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, I just got to hear that song one more time. Let it play one more song, the same one is played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, I just got to hear that song one more time. You know, I'd like to tell you a little story about that song I just sang there. I saw Ray Davis walking across the back there, and it just reminded me that, you know, we do the Grand Ole Opry now. We're members of the Grand Ole Opry, and I see, thank you. Now, we tell all those folks around there about you up here in Baltimore County, and York County, you know, and I tell you, a lot of this county and up in PA has been a lot of work for a lot of the Grand Ole Opry acts, and that guy right over there has brought a lot of them up here, too. But I want to tell you this, before I talk about Ray Davis, he paid them all. I'm sure he paid all the acts he brought up here, you know. But I was playing the Opry one night, and I sang this song, not thinking, you know, and Jimmy C. Newman, the Cajun singer, you know, when I came off, he said, I wrote that song, and I said, you did? Because I had got it from a George Jones record, which my wife bought years ago, you know, So he said, yeah, we was riding one night. I was driving and George was sleeping. And all night long while I was driving, I was singing. Let's see now, how did he say that? Don't stop the jukebox. Thanks, Ron. That's what he was singing all night long. He thought he had this in his head, you know, and when he got there, George woke up and he said, you know, that should be Don't Stop the Music. So he finished the song. Well, back in those days, you know, people couldn't... be partners on things that writing things. So George Jones was the first to record. He had the first session coming up. So he said, I want to record that song. So Jimmy said, go ahead and do it. Well, anyway, you know, back years ago, Ray Davis used to book George Jones up in this part of the country, and he'd get him a band up, you know, to back him up and do everything, wouldn't you? He ain't listening. He's talking to somebody else. He did. Didn't you? You used to bring George up here all over this country and have him play and get him a backup band, you know, back in the lean days. What'd he say? He said, well, he'd try to keep him sober, I guess, wouldn't you? Well, you know, I remember Ray telling me, he said, man, now you can't drink till you get done. And he'd have to babysit him, you know, till he got all of his shows done, and then he'd turn him loose in a bar, wouldn't you? Or he'd take him in the bar and they'd have to fight their way out. Oh, that's enough of that now, I'll tell you. Let's see, let's do a B number. I don't know what to do, though. What? We got a request from a way back there somewhere. What was it? Okay. Let's do one of B. We'll try. If we got time on this segment of the show, we got to do some raffles here in a minute. But right after this, we'll do that Blackjack County change. All right? Okay. Now, we've done all the requests from this side of the audience. We got to do something from over here after a while now. Oh, okay. Cheek to cheek. Let's do one here. What do you think? Oh, God. You think I can remember it? You know, a friend of ours is here tonight. His name is Dean Presley. He and his son have written a lot of great songs. And Dean is a good banjo player, and he wrote us several songs that we recorded. And Ron said that we should do that song, and I'm not sure I will remember it. You'll have to help me. Okay. Dean, this is for you. If I mess it up, it's for you.